credit cards, pharmaceuticals, sex. All ubiquitous elements of contemporary American culture, they form the narrative underpinnings of Houston artist Howard Sherman's work, although it is rarely obvious which of these or countless other social dilemmas he is addressing in a given piece. It is clear through the raw energy, color, and dynamism of his paintings, not to mention the provocative titles he gives them, that to him, the world we live in is not always simple or kind. An exhibition of 10 recent canvases, which meld gestures of abstract expressionism, cartoon illustration, and graffiti art, is in the final days of its run at the McMurtry Gallery. Howard Sherman showed his work to Houston Public Radio's Catherine Liu.
Now, the name of the show is, in my mind, You're Inflatable. And I'm just curious where that comes from.
Well, a lot of times I'll say to people ridiculous things in the course of a conversation. I'll just sort of my out, if you will, my safety net is in my mind. Like,
right.
You know, like
the disclaimer.
That's a good way of getting away with saying kind of ridiculous things to people or saying something kind of outlandish in the context of a discussion with people. Mm-hmm. And then you can just sort of finish off by going, well, in my mind, at least, you know. I thought that particular title, it's kind of funny and playful and ridiculous and incredibly open-ended. You could take it a bunch of different ways. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of related to a lot of the titles as well as the work in the show.
Well, let's start taking a closer look at your work.
The first painting, as you walk into the building, it's called a topical growth hormone. I was really interested towards the end of this body of work in sectioning off the canvas with hard-edged, larger geometric shapes. And I think that comes from just looking at a lot of modern art mm-hmm. by hard-edged, sort of geometric abstract painters, although my work is not like that. It's very loose and ham-handed.
And yeah. This is a large-scale work, as your works are typically. What size is this?
This is 70 inches vertical by 60 inches horizontal. Mm-hmm. 8 of the 10 paintings in the show are that dimension. Then there's 2 that are 80 inches vertical by 70 inches horizontal.
Most of the canvas in this piece is sort of a black background, and the bottom third is this sort of white.
That's actually raw canvas.
Oh, it's raw canvas.
Yeah. I've been interested in that for years. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a super big fan, but Clifford Still, he's a mid-20th century abstract expressionist, did that. And a big influence on me is also Francis Bacon, very mm-hmm. famous Irish-British painter who died in the early 90s. And he was really good at, in his own way, creating really interesting negative space and letting you see the process from the raw canvas up to the finished piece. Okay. And I'm very, as you look at all this work, you'll see that. I'm very interested in letting you see how I think and showing you my thought process, either through, like, you know, subconscious scribbling on the sides mm-hmm. of the painting or in the painting. Or that's why there's, you see a painting under a painting under a painting when you look a little closer at all these.
Okay, the layers.
The layers, yeah. I like letting you into my thought process, you know.
I just love the different types of marks. I mean, that's one thing that I notice. You've got the sharp edges that you do by blocking off the white canvas at the bottom, but then you've got these loose sort of spray-painted strokes.
Yeah, that's a new thing. I mean, that's very observant of you. I'm very interested in various types of mark making. I'm a mark maker, and I'm very interested in that. And it was just another way to make a mark. You know, spray paint has a lot of baggage from the 80s, and mm-hmm. the expressions from the 80s and stuff. And so I tried to just forget about that and use it just as another mark making device. And it seems to work out really well, especially with this body of work. So,
I mean, I would definitely say there's like a rhythm and maybe even musicality to the work in a way, in the sense of the different mark making, mm-hmm. the looseness, but also the edges. Actually, this brings me to another question that I wanted to get to, and we can talk about it as mm-hmm. well. I've heard about your work talked about as having lots of dualities,
yes.
like representation versus abstraction, mm-hmm. or aggression versus humor, the grand gesture versus the smaller marks and the smaller gestures. Will you talk about that and how that style developed?
Well, yeah, I mean, I like the way you probably said it better than I ever could. I'm really interested in dualities. And I started to mention earlier, I'm really interested in taking things out of traditions and circumventing them. And I think that when you start to rub one duality up against another duality, that's a recipe for bona fide discovery. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what I'm interested in all of this work. I'm interested in discovering a bona fide discovery, coming up with something that I didn't have in mind before, and I try to work with a minimal game plan ahead of time, okay, and kind of let things happen and get out of my own way in the work quite a bit. And so there's constant dualities happening in the work, and I find that just really interesting. There are academic and historical dualities, but there are also dualities in terms of like the process. More specifically, like when you're looking at a lot of this work, even this one, there's a very aggressive physicality to it. And it's kind of a heroic scale. It's a large scale. They're painted in kind of a masculine kind of way. And I try and offset that with really pretty, happy, feminine colors a lot of the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that's one kind of duality, you know. And then I try and offset that sort of aggressiveness in the work with being kind of funny and playful. Even if there's not like a literal cartoon character in the work, there's still this sort of cartoonish, ham-handed quality and whimsical quality, I think, to the way they're painted and the way that they're supposed to look to the viewer. Okay. So
it's a bit of your background too, as a comic strip artist in the past.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that totally plays a part in the work. Mm-hmm. It also plays a part in the discipline. I mean, I was on a daily deadline for years, and I think that that's actually come back to serve me well. And I've been able to get a lot done. This one's called Paralytic Hooker. Very object-oriented painting. And there's a narrative undercurrent in this whole body of work, which is based on sex. Mm-hmm. And it just lends itself to my work, because my work's got such a physicality to it and a tactile sketchbookiness to it, you know? You know what I mean? I want people to loosen up when they see the work or get it's emotional work.
Let's describe this one a little bit more.
This is probably the most object, probably one of the more object-oriented paintings in the show, where I feel like I've got this sort of fleshy-looking creature, I would say, on the on a darker ground, on a black ground. And then there's, when you get up closer, you see the underpainting. And I mean, there are two or three paintings under this painting before I was able to finally get it to work. Mm-hmm. And so there's various, what I would consider skin tones, a little bit of your skin tone in this creature, a little bit of maybe my skin tone and everything in between.
Lots of drips.
Lots of drips.
Squiggles, circles.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get up close, I'll point out a couple of things that catch my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Up at the top, there's a tiny tic-tac-toe game going on. And there's also...
It's not fished on purpose, you know. I'm really interested in making people's butts clench a little bit, you know what I mean? But not a lot. Not enough to, like, have them get so angry that they want to attack the painting, although that could be really cool, too. But just keep your attention and keep you know.
Like a little surprise.
Little surprises,
your eye goes up to the top.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then you've got sort of these blotches or little squares of, I don't know if that's metallic paint or actually a piece of tape or...
Well, that's bringing up another good point. That's iridescent silver paint, but like there's no masking tape or duct tape or collage elements on this painting. It's all paint. So you'll look through I do this a lot. You'll look through the work, and you'll see elements that look like tape or collage elements, and it's all paint, and I like that lie. You know what I mean? And I don't mind telling you that it's a lie. I like the idea of playing with flat space versus really deep space and trying to get both to work in the same painting, you know? And when they work, they reiterate each other in an interesting way. So it's a real challenge to make that work. But I like the idea of everything being paint right now.
Another mark that I think is really great that you make in this one is that what appears to me like a splotch of paint, and you've outlined it. Which is interesting. Like something that would have just been a blob or abstract, and you've sort of made it concrete.
I don't even see, where is that? Oh, yeah. I do that a lot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it'll be a dotted line. I don't always plan that out. It's like all of these paintings are just a combination of, it's a tug of war. Every painting is a tug of war between being very thoughtful and specific versus being very impulsive and trying to get out of my own way and let things happen. And somewhere in that sort of tug of war, you get a good painting, you know? So I'll sit and stare and stare and stare for hours, and then I'll get up and I'll just, you know, go nuts somewhere. And then I'll come back around, depending on the music that's on, and I'll identify and outline certain things, you know, because when I do that little outlining thing that you're talking about, it's me trying to give you a little detail, a little goody upon closer inspection. And when I do it with a marker, it brings that sort of cartoony thing back into the picture. So And that's actually quite important in this body of work, because it's gotten so much more married to gestural abstraction and contemporary abstract painting than previous work that I've done. Mm-hmm. You know, again, to circumvent that, to maybe chafe that, draw back into it, be cartoony back into it. So that's sort of where I'm coming from in that in that regard.
Howard Sherman, thank you so much for taking so much time to describe and talk about your work with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Houston artist Howard Sherman showed KUHF's Catherine Liu the exhibition of his recent paintings, In My Mind, You're Inflatable, at the McMurtry Gallery. The show has 3 days more to run only. It'll be on view 11 to 5 through Saturday, last chance. The McMurtry is on Houston's Gallery Row, 3508 Lake Street, a block north and west of the intersection of Kirby and Richmond. You can view images of all 10 of the paintings in Howard Sherman's exhibition on the internet at McMurtry, that's McMurtrey, gallery.com.